You were drafted into the Home Army.
I was drafted, and that's something that is not emphasized anywhere in the books I have read, that people did not join the Home Army. Many, I don't know the percentage, but I think nearly everybody who joined the Home Army beginning January 1940 was a draftee.
By that time, you're 19 years old.
Yes.
When you then are drafted. When they're drafting you, how did they know where Marion lives?
I must tell you that to this day, I have solved many problems that were unknown to me and perplexing to me in connection with the Polish underground. But I cannot tell you how they knew. They probably managed to seize some papers from the fleeing military department. I was subject to draft. Had the war in Poland lasted another month and the Poles retained Lodz, I would have been drafted because I had finished the preparatory training to be an officer, and I would have been entitled to the rank of a first lieutenant, which, by the way, I thought I would be entitled in the British Army, but they froze all promotions. So I was an enlisted man throughout World War II.
How did you receive notice that you were being drafted? Did they come to your door?
No. It was more complicated than that. I was in the street, and a person whom I didn't know and could not have described how the Polish underground worked slipped me a piece of paper, slipped into my outer coat pocket. I took it out, and it was a draft card. And it told me that I will be, from then on, from the date of receipt, I will be subject to orders which I shall receive from time to time in various ways. The Polish underground was unbelievably efficient, unbelievably conspiratorial. I still can hardly believe how efficient and how conspiratorial those people were. I marvel, I wake up at night in sweat. If I had been seized by the Germans and beaten to death, I couldn't have told them anything because I didn't know anything. I actually had no knowledge that could be betrayed to the Germans and be of any value to them. I was in military operations with the Polish underground with four or five people. I never knew their names. I could never have been able to describe them because they wore coverings on their faces. I couldn't tell you whether they were Poles, Russians, or British, because I never heard them speak to me. I didn't know whether they had Polish accents or foreign accent. I can't tell you anything. Here I am 60, 70 years almost later, and I don't know a thing. Nobody ever told me. And I consider the Polish underground, as the British do, to have been the most efficient resistance movement in Europe. Much better than the French resistance, much better than the Dutch resistance, and much better than any other independent anti-German, anti-Nazi movement in Europe.